Hello, everyone. I know it's been a minute, but welcome back to Just Another Girl from BK Podcast. So I want to talk to you guys about the coronavirus and stuff that's going on in the world with this whole thing. Now, it started out in Wuhan, China, right? And all people over there were getting sick and the cases were rising like crazy. So after the cases started rising like crazy, people in China started talking about it often. A doctor over there named Dr. Lee, he got in trouble for speaking about it and raising awareness of this threat, of this whole coronavirus thing. So now he died weeks later after being exposed to it. So now China issues an apology to the family and his wrongful, behavior and said the police officers involved was going to be reprimanded. So people are saying that's not enough. That's it. That's not enough because it didn't have to be that way, but we already know how China is over there. They have their laws, they have their rules and stuff like that. This coronavirus is hitting hard everywhere, and it's getting to the point where you can't even speak about it on YouTube. It's like whatever you put on YouTube now, it's always misleading information. Now, I know everyone over there doesn't know what they're talking about, and that's why whenever I spoke about the coronavirus on YouTube, I made sure I got it from the news because I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything about this virus when I don't. Which I do know this virus is not new, it's been around for a while. Okay, it's not new, so it is what it is at this point. But now, what YouTube is doing, if your video is having misleading information, what they'll do is they're probably going to take your channel, not your channel, but your video down. Now, some people said that because they were speaking on that virus, and I guess they made a whole series about it on their channel, that their channel has been taken down as well. So, YouTube don't really want you talking about the coronavirus unless you know what you're talking about or if you're part of the news, okay? And with this coronavirus, it has also brought havoc. And what I mean by that is people are buying up stuff left and right, which I knew they was going to do. Once it hit the United States, I knew people was going to get in a panic. Now, let me tell you how I experienced it. I saw people, how can I say it? Like silent panic shopping. Now, you're going to say, what is silent panic shopping? Well, when you live in a neighborhood and you see the same people that you shot, in the street or whatever, you know their moves. You know what they're up to. I was in Walmart one day, and this lady was buying up toilet paper, paper towels, bleach, hand wipes, all kinds of stuff, alcohol, hand sanitizer. She was buying up all this stuff before this thing really took place. It was just being talked about. Okay? She was buying it up, and I said, she's silent panic buying. So, I always buy stuff like that. I always buy my hand sanitizer. I always buy Clorox wipes. I always buy Lysol. Those things are nothing new in my household because I always purchase those things. So, maybe some people who don't always purchase those things have to go out and buy like that, but not to that magnitude. She had two shopping carts, okay? Two shopping carts full of stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is what she's doing. And then as the weeks go by, I'm seeing it a lot often. And then before you know it, everything is gone. Everything is gone. Now, what people have to think about is you have to think about the elderly. The elderly needs things as well. And I'm so glad now that they are dedicating at least an hour or two for the elderly to come in and shop. Give them the right to get some things because you got people who are in nursing homes who have to depend on their families to get to some things. People who live in their homes who not in nursing homes, their families still have to come through and get to some things. Then you have some elderly who are still out there driving, doing what they do. But if you leave nothing for them, it's like a waste of time of them going out. So if you have anything extra, knock on your neighbor's door if they're elderly and say, "Hey, I know you can't get out as fast as I can at times. Would you like some of these items? Or hey, I'm donating some of these items to you." And I bet you that will make a difference. They'll be happy. You know what I'm saying? I have an elder. My grandmother is 82 years old, and I'm hoping that they are taking care of her the way they need to. Now, she's not in a nursing home. She has her own apartment, but she still has her, you know, some family members live there. So I'm hoping they're doing what they need to do. And I hope her home attendant is doing what she needs to do by keeping herself sterilized, making sure she's washing her hands all the time. Because my grandmother doesn't play that. My grandmother's very clean. She doesn't play that. But getting back on track, this outbreak, this plague, that's what I call it, is really, really, really taking a toll on people, you know. And I've seen posts of the rich now who has millions of dollars, have a mansion. They're so bored. Well, what do you think somebody in an apartment, how they feel? You know, you got all this stuff. You got a basement. You got endless stuff to do, but you're bored. So that means because you can't get out and socialize. Like, I don't understand. Me and my family, we make the best of things. You know, we put on some movies and we do what we have to do. But it is what it is. All I can say is just make sure if you need to stock up, get what you need and leave some for someone else, because someone else is going to need some things. Now, I noticed the meat section is cleared out. So that's what stores are doing. I know Publix and Walmart and Target, you can only take one item. One item. You can only take one item. And I'm so glad they're doing that. With the stores like Joann's and Michael's and some other department stores, what they're doing is either you can shop online and have it delivered to your home, or if you're going to pick it up in store, they offer curbside pickup. Okay? They offer that curbside pickup, which is keeping down the whole rush of people coming into the store and spreading it more, because you don't know who has it, okay? You really don't know who has it. New York City, you know, New Jersey, Connecticut are all going to be on lockdown. This is the worst I've ever seen this, but I say this, the flu is deadly as well, and we never had to shut down because of the flu. Okay, think about that. We never had to shut down because of the flu. Here comes the coronavirus. Okay, it's attacking everyone, but a lot of people who have upper respiratory issues is attacking them even harder. And they say that you have to maintain, you have to keep your throat lubricated and hydrated, meaning drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water to clear and push down, because your stomach acids will kill any virus or any germs when it gets there. That's what they are saying. So I'm just passing this on to you guys. So I hope you all out there, whoever's listening to this, I hope you all are safe. Okay. I hope that you are, you know, you and your family are safe. Check on some of the people that you know that you may not be in contact with all the time. If you got family out of town, check on them, make sure they're okay. I mean, that's all we could basically do. And basically all we could do is just pray. You know, hopefully this will blow over. I feel like this is going to blow over by the summer. I'm hoping. I'm being optimistic here. This is going to blow over by the summer. They say it's going to get worse before it gets better. I understand that. But I feel like by the summertime, it's going to get better. And this coronavirus is not only, you know, making things worse and people getting frustrated. It's also making the kids who have to graduate this year life miserable. Okay. My son, for one, he's graduating this year. I know there's no prom. No prom, right? And I know there might not even be a graduation ceremony, but you have to give these kids some type of compensation, because they work so hard to get to this point and not be able to have they proud moments being taken from them because of this virus. And we can't help that. We can't help that. So a lot of graduations is not going to happen. A lot of proms are not going to happen. And it's unfortunate that it's happening with my son, because I really want him to experience that. But he's not. But you know what? He understands what's going on, and he'd rather be safe than sorry. Okay, so I felt like I taught him some type of, I taught him something for him to have some type of common sense. But And my heart just go out to all the graduates. My heart just go out to all the graduates that are looking forward for this to their graduation moment. And it might not happen for them. Or they might push you off to a later date. Right? And some people don't even want to go to their graduation prom. So it is what it is. But I just want to say this. There's a lot of people out there who are conspiracy theorists. I'm not one of them. You know, some of them may have a point. Some may not have a point. I don't listen to that because I just don't listen to what they have to say. I mean, like I said, some may have a point. Some may go overboard. Right now, all we can do is just stay informed. Listen to the news. I'm not saying like jump in and every day listen. Listen to the news. See what they're saying. Give yourself a break one day from the news. The next day, listen to the news, hear and see what they were saying. Read about it if you don't want to listen to it. Because you got to stay informed. You have to stay informed. And yes, the media is a terrible place to get informed because they make it seem like everything is so deadly when it's not. You know what I'm saying? So I had a conversation with one of my friends and I said, you know what? I had scarlet fever when I was about, 7 years old. I had scarlet fever. Now, I never heard of scarlet fever, but I know it's an old disease. And back when it was out, it was deadly. So for me to get it at 7 years old, I don't even know how I got it. My mother was confused about it. Even the doctors was like, well, how did she get scarlet fever? I was the talk of the clinic, okay, because I had scarlet fever. But they gave me medicine. I was out of school for about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. But I still got my homework in because, you know, at that time they do a package and your family member picks up your homework for you. But I was treated. And once I overcame it, I went back to the doctor for a checkup and they was like, we don't know how you got scarlet fever, but we glad you made it through. I was the talk of the clinic. Okay. I really was because they was like, that's an old disease. How did you get it? I'm still confused about it to this day. But I got through it. Thank God I got through it. From what I remember, I didn't have any energy. I could barely move. My body was aching. I had a high fever. My fever wouldn't break. It would break sometimes, and it would come right back. You know what I'm saying? So it was really, really, to go through that at such a young age, at 7 years old, you feel like that's it. Okay? But also, I want to say this as well. Coronavirus is also around the same time with allergy season. Okay. And people are, when you cough, they look at you strange. If you blow your nose, they look at you funny. But you have to be mindful, people. People have allergies. Okay. This is allergy season. When you go outside and get your car, all that green stuff, all that stuff that's full, it's allergy season. Some people have severe allergies. But because the coronavirus has now, you know, is taking over, they feel like, oh my gosh, she must have that, you know. And you know what's sad too? I'm going to say this. What's sad is that it's a YouTube couple who was, you know, I watched them whenever I can stomach them, to be honest. And they went to the doctor and they was like, we're tested positive, or do we have the virus? That was a first post, right? And I think because they got backlash from it, they changed their whole post and their thumbnail. Now, I knew that somebody knew it because I thought this people always look for clicks and views. I knew someone was going to try it. I just didn't know who. I was waiting for it. I was like, somebody's going to use this as a click and view situation and getting viewers and stuff like that. A couple of days went by. I was like, okay, maybe not. And bam, they did it. Okay. You don't want to bring that on yourself. You don't want to play with that. Okay. You don't want to play with that because you see, it's a serious thing. People are dying in huge numbers from this. Now in China, they're starting to come down because they were hit the hardest. They're starting to come down and they're starting to be okay. Now that it's spread out there elsewhere, we're getting hit hard, but we are going to be okay. You just got to trust and believe that we are going to be okay. So if you let fear sit in, you're going to drive yourself absolutely nuts, and you can't allow that. If you allow fear to set in, you're going to have all types of anxiety and cause yourself to have panic attacks. You cannot do that. You can't. I understand right now we are scared, but we can't let it take over our life. Some people still have to go out there and go to work. Okay? Some jobs has closed, but people still have to go out there and go to work because not everyone has that option to work at home. Not everyone can go remote or digital. So with that being said, they have to go out there and work. Construction jobs, some of them have come to a halt, a complete stop. Okay, restaurants. Now, you're not sitting in, you're doing curbside, you're getting your food through the drive-thru. You know, I'm not comfortable right now eating out. I'm not. I'm going to be totally honest. I'm not comfortable right now eating out. Because when something happens and my mind gets twirling, I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm not going to. And I save a few bucks. I save a few bucks by not going out to eat. So I'm not mad about it, but you know, every once in a while I like to go out. Me and my husband like to go out and have like a dinner, or if we go out as a family and have a dinner or something like that. But no, we haven't. Since the coronavirus broke out the first time, we stopped. We was like, nope, this is it. We're going to see how this play out. No eating outside. And we haven't. I'm definitely not doing no buffet style food. Definitely not. But you guys, I'm going to end it here. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I know it's been, you know, a while since I have uploaded, but I'm going to start uploading on a regular basis because I also want to come to you and just talk to you about some stuff that's going on. If you want to follow my YouTube channel, it's Gossip Girl, GossipGurl, Gossip Girl. And follow me, and because I put up stuff that I'm not going to be putting up on my podcast, you know, but I'm going to bring back true crimes here and stuff that I can't talk about on my YouTube channel, but I have other videos over here as well. So you guys, thank you for your love and support, and thank you for listening, and I will talk to you later.